I'm sick, I've got the indigestion.
Well, talking about, if you eat, you can't keep any food down. You'd say, oh, I'm really sick.
Heaving up or something like that, come on.
Uh-huh, that's what I'm talking about. But then you're talking about your stomach. You'd say, I'm really sick.
Upset in the stomach, that stomach trouble.
Okay. Is there a way, a joking way of talking about when you're going to vomit? I know you said heaving up. That's kind of a nicer way of putting it.
Yeah, not in that way, but you said, another way, puking up.
Now, that's kind of crude, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
All right, is there a joking way? Somebody talking about joking, you know, ha-haing about it?
Heaving up, heaving and throwing up. Yeah, throwing up, I think you say that better.
Gag. If a boy is seeing a lot of a girl, you'll say he is doing what to her? He's seeing a lot of her, you know, going out with her a lot. She'd say he's really
he ain't loving her. He really loving her.
Do they ever say courting now?
No, they don't use that much now. They're going out with a boyfriend or a girlfriend or something. You don't say I'm coating now, you don't use that much.
No.
You don't hear it.
They say dating or going out.
I got to date him with my girl. Dating my girl tomorrow night. I said Friday night. I said night. I'm dating my girl.
I see. If you want to refer to a boy that's going with a girl, you'd say he's her
boyfriend.
And she's his
girlfriend.
Okay, if they keep going together long enough, they're going to get
married.
But suppose he asked her and she didn't want him. Then you'd say, well, she... he asked her to marry him and she...
Went bad for him. She tell us something that we call
She turned him down.
Turned him down.
Jilted him.
She messed him up most times.
Oh. Did they in the old days ever give people a noisy serenade after a wedding? You know, people come around the house and...
Yeah, they say give him a shower or something. What is it? Call it something? What? In bed, that's right. Just call it in bed.
What? I hadn't heard that.
In bed, everybody had. Married at night, tomorrow night, I'd have in bed. The night they had a wedding at the girl's house, tomorrow night, I'd have in bed at the boy's parents' house.
I don't think I understand the word.
In fair.
In fair?
Yes, in fair.
Oh, I've never heard that before.
Never heard that?
No, I never have. What do they do?
Now you can be a goon.
What's an in fair? And what do they do?
Dance and
have a jolly big time.
Big time, dance and go around. You know, that's like do at the wedding, at the marriage, all that. And tomorrow night, you go to the boy's house, you know. And they have an interfere there, have a big dance, the house be crying, have a big dance, eating, drinking, you know, like that.
Is that right? No, I've never heard of that.
Yes, ma'am. Have an interfere. Oh, no, that used to be a goat.
My goodness. You're talking about somebody nowadays, you'd say it seems nowadays that it's very important for a boy to get a good, make something out of it.
Good wife, make something out of it.
I'm glad you said that. That's not what I'm looking for. I always did think a good wife was very important. But that's not what I'm looking for. What I'm talking about is, you know, they're going on to school. You'd say, boys really got to get a good
education.
Okay. And some people believe to have a good education, you need to get out of high school and then go on to
college.
When a child goes into school, he goes to kindergarten and then he goes to
grammar school.
And the first thing that he's in is the... Well, yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. The grade he's in, though, is the...
Well, they're going, you know, primary and grammar school. They call it the first grade, you know.
Okay.
Turn the light on that. I don't
have very much more. I don't have very much more to go. I hope I'm not wearing you out.
Oh, no.
Stopped and talked there, like I'm doing now.
Yeah, it's all right.
That's making it run a little bit longer.
That's okay. It's all right.